Continues the Gemara Daf Samach Tes Omid Aleph, six lines from the bottom. Omer Rav Huna, Ezi Yisrael Mumer, who's called the Yisrael Mumer? That his shechit is not a shechita, his yain that he touches is yain nesech. Zeh Mechal Shabbos is befahesia. Someone who's Mechal Shabbos befahesia publicly. Omer Rav Nachman Kaman, who's this like? Ikre Meir de Omer, Choshul Dovar Echod, Choshul Cholater Kula. Remeir's shita is, even if you're choshed for one thing, for one aveira, you're choshed l'kol ha'tayr kula. If you're consistently over an aveira, so you're koyfin that one aveira, you're choshed l'kol ha'tayr kula. So then it doesn't have to be mechal shabbos if I hesed you to be considered like a goy. Afilu be'echem kol yisurin shebetayr nami. It could be any of the yisurin shebetayr. Choshed adov echad, choshed l'kol ha'tayr kula. Why does it specifically say, why does the Huna specifically say, Ezi Yisrael Mumer, Michal Shabbos Fahesia? So it can be Kong to Remeya. Ik Rabbonon, Elamites Kong to Rabbonon. Well, Kong to Rabbonon, it's not Kil Shabbos that does it either. It's Dafka Verizora. Ho Amri, Choshel Dover Echod, Loav Choshel Kolotar Kula. Ein Chraim, Choshel Dover Echod is not Choshel Kolotar Kula. However, Zogdemar Samach Tesam at Beis, Ad de Havim Mumel Averiz Kachovim. The way you're Choshel Kolotar Kula is when you're Mumel Averizora. Averizora, Avar is considered Choshel Kol Dover. Because Avar is very Chomer. Averizora is so Chomer that Kol Amoideboy is Kachovim Kolotar Kula. That we understand about his oath compared to Kol HaTayr Kula Zagrashi, the Chsiv Chisish Guva Leisas is Kol HaMitzah Zahela, of Avarizora Mishtoi. The Pasuk is referring to Avarizora, the Gemon Haris Davches. So I understand why Choshed Ladover Echad Lava Choshed Kol HaTayr Kula is by other Averis. Only Avarizora is different. So again, Rav Huna Shver, why does Rav Huna say, Ezi Yisrael Mumer, Mechal Shabbos Vahesia, Sama Marvshach? If it's like Remeya, it's not Dafka Chil Shabbos. If it's like Rabbonon, then it's Avarizora exclusively. That's considered So why does it say Chil Shabbos Vahesia? Zog de Gemara. Two terutz on this kasha. The first terutz is Om Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok Litin Rishus Velevatel Rishus. Ein Chanami Lo'olam Chasha Dove Echot is Loi Chasha Kol HaTayr Kula. Be'etzim we're going like the Rabbonon that it's Dafka Verizora. So what does it mean over here? Mechal Shabbos Vahesia is Chashut. It doesn't mean Chasha Kol HaTayr Kula. What it means is he's a mumer le'inyan Shabbos, so memele he can't be mevatel reshus. You want him to be mevatel reshus if he forgot to be part of the Erev. He's mevatel reshus in the chotzer. He can't be mevatel reshus in the chotzer. For him, it's a chuchav etlulah to be mevatel reshus. He's mechal Shabbos v'hesya. He's not moide in Shabbos. So ein chenami mumer le'dov echad lover mumer le'kol ha'tayr kula. But for Shabbos, he's a mumer le'inyan the din of mevatel reshus, but he's takam mechal Shabbos v'hesya. It makes a lot of sense, Dr. Mishoinim, because if for Shabbos itself you're mechalo, so how could you be mevatel reshus le'inyan the erev of Shabbos? Ukeretani, like we learned in the Brisa, Yisrael Mumer Meshabes Shabbat Beshuk Mevatel Reshus. Yisrael Mumer that Meshabes Shabbat Beshuk, that means outwardly in him for Hesi, he's not Mechal Shabbos. So he could be Mevatel Reshus. However, She'ein Meshabes Shabbat Beshuk, if he's Mechal Shabbos for Hesi, ain't no Mevatel Reshus. Why? Mimnei She'omru. Yisrael Noitel Reshus V'Nois Reshus. Dafka Yisrael could be Noitel Reshus and Nois Reshus. So you have to be considered a Yisrael for this. Uvenochi, actually ask here, but a nochi, it's only be soichem akoimoi. It doesn't help to be a noitel reshus and mavat reshus. A nochi doesn't work bittel, doesn't work erev, only skiris makoim. Uvenochi, actually ask here. So Kate said, what's considered this nitilas reshus? Oimelo, he says, reshusi knuyolocho, reshusi muvuteleslocho. My reshus is kono to you, my reshus is mavutel to you. So then the person is kono. Veinzoch liskois. You don't have to make a kinyan, you don't have to be mezaka with a kinyan beetzim. You can just say it. And the reason is because the bittel is only a siluk reshus. So merely don't need to make a kinyan. So Rashi ain't zoch liskois be kinyan suda. You don't make a kinyan suda. The dibur alone is enough. It's a siluk, and that would be worked by Yisrael. However, by a goy, it wouldn't work. Zog di gemara uvenochi. Achi yaskir, enochi dafka achi yaskir. He has to be soichem koymoi. By Yisrael it works. Al yedei reshusim vuteles reshusi knuya lecha. Al yedei bitl alone, but not by a goy. So leinyan this din. That's Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok's teretz. When we say Yisrael is a mumer lechal shabbos vehesya, it's the gavur the din of noitel reshus and mevatel reshus. Because if he's meshama shabbat befahesya, then taka works. He can be noitel and mevatel reshus. Masha'enkin, if he's mechal shabbos vehesya, so then it doesn't work. Then it's like a nochi, and then the only thing that works is schiras mokim. So that's the first answer to the Gemara. When we said, and the Gemara and Rav Huna said in Omer Aleph, Ezi Yisrael Mumer Mechal Shabbos Vehesia, it's the Gabe being Noitel Reshus. If it's Mechal Shabbos Vehesia, then he's like a goy, and it only works at Shiaske Mokoy Moi. The second Teretz of the Gemara says, the Gemara, Ravashi Omar, Hai Tanuhu, the Chamira Olei Shabbos Kavei Dezora. You're right. La'oilom, Mumala Dover Echad Lava Mumala Kol HaTorah Kula. And Mumala Kavei Dezora, only that's Mumala Kol HaTorah Kula. But this Tanuhu holds Chil Shabbos, for Hesi at least, is like Avodah Zorah. It has the same urgency, the same stringency, the same Choymer. Shabbos Be'etzim, like Rashi in Chulin Daf Hei says, someone who is Mechal Shabbos, he's Koifin the Eibishter in the Bria Se'olam, that the Eibishter was not Shabbos on the seventh day. So that's Mamash like Avodah Zorah, you're Koifin the Eibishter. So Haitana Chamira Shabbos Avodah Zorah. So that's why Mumer Lechal Shabbos Ve'Hesi is called a Mumer. Because just like Avodah Zorah, he called a Mumer. Not Ledover Echad, Lava Mumer called a Torah Kula. Daf Avodah Zorah and Shabbos. Shabbos is the same Choymer like Avodah Zorah. So Gemara Haitana the Chamira Le Shabbos Avodah Zorah. Ketanya, like in the Braisa, it says in the Pasuk, Odom Kiyakim Mikem Kolben Min Abehema. Mikem, Odom Kiyakim Mikem, we dash him, Mikem, Veloy Kulchem. Not everyone can bring a carbon. Prat le Mumer, a Mumer cannot bring a carbon. A Yid that's a Mumer cannot bring. Mikem, Bochem Chilakti Veloy Bumois. By you, I'm a chalak between a Yisrael and a Yisrael Mumer. But by Umas Oilom, we're Makabal Karbonis from Goyim too, and the Dover. Min abehema, it says in the pasuk min abehema, lohavi bnei odim shadoim lebehema. We include in the accepting karbonas from people that are doim lebehema, meaning rishoyim that make themselves like a behema. We accept karbonas from them. The Gemara is going to ask him, that's a steer to the ratio. We just said prat lemumer. Zok mami kan omru mekabel karbonas mipoish yisrael. We accept karbonas from poish yisrael. Kedei sheyachzru betshuva. If we don't accept from them, then they're not going to want to ever return chayzer betshuva. So we mekabel kedei sheyachzru betshuva. Tosin chulin daf A says there's not a reason. Just why we're touching the posik and we say it's referring to poish yisrael. They mekabel from them because you have to understand the posik. On the one hand, it says mikem. It's excluding. On the other hand, it says min abehema, which is including. So when mekabel poish yisrael kedesh yachzer b'tshuva, chutz min amumer, except for we don't accept from a mumer. V'hamenasich yain, someone who's menasich yain for avodah zorah. V'hamechal shabbos v'hesia, and someone's mechal shabbos v'hesia. So now the Gemara is going to ask etzem stira in this brisa. Haguf akasha. Zog the Gemara, Amrit Mikem v'loy kulchem. We said we exclude a Yisrael Mumer, loy tisam Mumer, v'horatonim, Mikam and Kabonis and Poish Yisrael. Poish Yisrael are included. So, are they included or excluded? So, Gemara holy kasha, Reisha b'mumer l'cholatari kula. The Reish is talking about a Mumer l'cholatari kula, and that's what we don't accept from them Kabonis. Mitziyos b'mumer l'dava echad. And Mumer l'dava echad, loav b'mumer l'cholatari kula, and we accept from Poish Yisrael, that are like behemoth, that make themselves like behemoth, the Rishoyim. Because Mumul Adav Echad is not a Mumul Kalatar Kula. Frek Dimar Kasha Bezoi, Eim Sefer. It says in the Sefer, there are three exceptions. Chut Min Amumur, Vamanasach Yayin, and Mechal Shas Vehesia. Now, what kind of Mumur are we talking about? Hai Mumu Echidomi. I Mumul Kalatar Kula, if he's Mumul Kalatar Kula, Hai Nureisha. That was Mikem, Veloy Kulchem. That a Mumur Kalatar Kula is excluded. Ila davar echad, elamai is only a mumel davar echad. So in kasha mitziyasa, because mitziyasa we said min abehema that we accept from Paish Yisrael mumel davar echad lava mumel kolatari kula. So why are we suddenly excluding a mumel davar echad? Elo lav hoki komar. You have to read the brisa differently. Hoki komar chutz min amumer lenaseach ulechal shabbos vehesia. It's not three cases. It's only two exceptions. It's a mumel lenasech, a mumer that's menasech avodah zorah. That means a mumer for avodah zorah ulechal shabbos vehesia. A mumer for these two things. These two avodas, avodah zorah and chil shabbos, have a special choymer that for those are considered mumel cholatari kula. And that's a right to Rav Ashi's teretz that haitan chamira shabbos avodah zorah. But al kaponim, that's when we yashiv the steer in the brisa. Is a poishi yisrael nidbuka behema included or excluded? He's included, and a mumer cholatarku is excluded. So what does it mean? Chutz min amumer v'amenasech v'amechal shabbos. It's not three cases. It's two cases. A mumer lenasech and lechal shabbos. Alma v'rizog v'shabbos ki adodeninu shma mino. That's a right to the second teretz of Ashi that this tana, the meaning Rav Huna that said that Ezi Yisrael Mumer is a Mechal Shabbos Vehesia, Lo'oilom Mumer Dove Echad Lover Mumer Kol HaTorah Kula. But Shabbos and Avodah Zorah are Chomer, and Memela, for Shabbos, you consider the Mumer Kol HaTorah Kula because you Koyfe Maisa Breishis. And Rav Nachman by Yitzchak's Teretz was that Shabbos is not as Chomer as Avodah Zorah, but Le'inyin Bittel Rishus, so then Mechal Shabbos Vehesia cannot be Mevatel Rishus. Le'inyin that Gufa, that which he's Choshed on, so Memela Bittel for him doesn't work. Now the Shulchan Aruch and Shin Pehei, Paskins that a Yisrael mumel avodah zorah or for chil Shabbos, even if it's only a chil Shabbos, like an ised rabbanon, he's considered like a goy and he can't be mevatel reshus. Now, this is talking about Dafka Befahesia, but if it's Bitsina, then even by an Issa Deraisa, he's like Yisrael, and it could be Mavata Rishos. So the Nafkamina is if it's Befahesia or Bitsina. And the Chiddush is even by Drabonon, if it's Befahesia. Now, this din of being Michal Shabbos Befahesia, and you din like a goy, is Dafka when you're Rogel Bekach, state in the Poiskim, which is based on Tosis. Because if you're not Rogel Bekach, if you did it one time, that doesn't make you a dinner like a Nochi. Legabi Tzdukim, so there's two days. One side, the Beis Yosef brings that, like the Rambam, that a Tzduki, even the Mechal Shabbos Vahesi, even by Yisrael the Rabbonons, the Maise, they're Muchzokim Abiseim, so they're not like a Nochi. So Mele Tzaki Yisrael, and it's Mevatel Rishus. And then there's another day that Lamaise, if the Mechal Shabbos Vahesi, like Tosis Shita, then they're considered like Dinum Lamamish, like a Nochi. Zog de Mishne daf samach teso mit beiz. Anshei chotze she shochach echad men veloi irev. If you have a few people in the chotze, and one of the people forgot to be part of the erev, so now the eitzah on Shabbos is to be mevati yirushus. So we're inserting into the Mishne. The Gemara is going to explain the Mishne that way, that he was mevatel now his bailus, his rishus in the chotze to the other inhabitants. So now, since his mevatel is bailus in the chotzer, they can carry into the chotzer. He cannot carry from his home into the chotzer because he's not part of the erev. His mevatel is chelik in the chotzer. He could carry from their home into the chotzer because their home into the chotzer is one reshus. The only time he can carry into a chotzer if it's two reshuyas, but it's all one inhabitant. It's all one. All part of the erev, and his mevatel is chelik in the chotzer.
There's no reshus, he cannot carry.
Correct. It's only because he is mevatel his chelik in the chotzer to the other inhabitants. Mm. So now, since he gave them a shus, so then he can carry from their home into the chotzer. Uh-huh. But if he's not mevatel his shus, then it's considered someone who's not part of an erev, he can't carry into the chotzer, and they can't carry into the chotzer, because the chotzer is not meshut of one person. So ante chotzer sheshochach echad mehen v'lo yirev. So now that he's mevatel his chelik in the chotzer, so beisoy osur milachnism lohitzi loiv lohem. His home remains off limits for him to take into the chotzer and for them to take from his home into the chotzer. Because his home, he was never mevatel. It's his private home. It's not one reshus. However, shalahem mutongin loy v'lohem. But to take something from their home into the chotzer, that he could do. And they, of course, could. Because they made an erev amongst all the inhabitants. And he was mevatel as chelik in the chotzer. Klap idem. So shalahem mutongin loy v'lohem. Next case in the Mishnah. Nosnu loy reshuson. There's another way, if a person was mevatel, forgot to be part of a erev, that he can suddenly carry. You know what? Nosnu loy reshuson. If they gave him reshus, that means their mevatel, their chelik in the chotze to him. All 10 people said, we're mevatel our chotze to you. So now he can take from his home into the chotze, because it's considered one person, it's owned by him, and they cannot take from their home to the chotze. And they can't take from his home to the chotzer either. You know why? Because there's no such thing as 10 people being a guest in a reach by one person. He can be in a reach by them. If he's mevatel is chelik in the chotzer, so now we can take from their house, he's a guest by them. But they can't take, if they're mevatel, they're chelik, they can't take from his house. So zok the mishta. Nosu loy reshuson, if they're mevatel, they're chelik in the chotzer to him, who mutter, he's allowed to take from his home into the chotzer. Vehein, asurin. But they can't take from their house into the chotzer. He can't take from his house into the chotzer, and he can take from their house into the chotzer. But hein asurin. But they're also, because they're not considered a guest by him to be able to take from his house into the chotzer. Hoyu shnayim. Not from the house, correct. They are mevatel only their chotzer. I made a mistake. Depends what they are mevatel. The Gemara is going to discuss mevatel your chotzer, mevatel your bais. But if they are mevatel only their chotzer to him, he can take from his house into the chotzer, and they cannot take from his house into the chotzer, because 10 people aren't a guest by one person. From their house, he can't take, because they were mevatel their house. If they mevatel their house, then that would change, obviously. And the Gemara is going to discuss that. Hoyushnayim. Let's say there were two Einsteins that forgot to be part of the Erev. Two brilliant fellas that forgot to be part of the Erev. So not just one. So now you have a different problem. Hoyushnayim. So even if Anshe Chotze, all the other 10 people mevatel to one person, that's not going to help the other person. So, Elamai, they have to mevatel to two people. Well, two people is a problem because two people is not considered chotem shuteves to one person. They have to mevatel to one another. But that's going to be the discussion in the Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah, hoyu shnayim, if there were two people that forgot to be part of the Erev, oisrin zel zeh. Why? She'echod noisin reshus v'noit reshus. One person can give up in mevatel his chelik or receive ishtamshes from other people that mevatel to him. Shnayim, two people can be noisin reshus. 10 people can be noisin reshus. They can mevatel to one person. They ain't noisin reshus. But they can't receive bittel from someone else because they're two people. Two people in essence, in definition, is a contradiction to be considered one reshus. It's two different people. So the two people can be noitel. That gufa makes it two. So that's a problem. From when could a person be mevatel reshus or be noisin reshus? It doesn't have to be Friday night. After nightfall, when there's an iser to be ma'arev and the only bittel is the only thing that works, you can be etzim to this bittel already before Shabbos. Ubeis hillel oimim, no. Mishech ha-shecha. It can only be done. Mishech ha-shecha. The question how to learn this. Does it mean mishech ha-shecha only, or does it mean af mishech ha-shecha? But pashtas mishech ha-shecha would mean that kolz man etzach ha-shecha, chachom yomisakin erev. You forgot this special tikkun called bittel. So that's when Mishra Sheikh, when you can't do Erev anymore, so that's when you can be Mevatel. Zok, the last part of the Mishnah. If you're learning it this way, if you're learning Mishra Sheikh, it means Dafka Mishra Sheikh, when there's no Zman anymore, so then the Takonis bittel kicks in, when you can't be Marev. But if you learn it means Af Mishra Sheikh, so then he's being Mekel, he's saying, not just Mibo Yoim, you can even do Mishra Sheikh. Mishra Nosar Shusoi Vahoitzi. Now the etzim din of someone that mevatel's reshus, and then he changes his mind by what? By taking something from his home into the chotzer. I am mevatel my chelik in the chotzer, and then I change my mind by taking something from my home into the chotzer. So then it doesn't make a difference if you did it by accident or on purpose. Ben b'shogeg, ben b'mezid. Avad, it's osur, like you bavond. Doing something like that is osur because you can't take from your house to the chotzer. But lemaisa, hareza osur. You asked other people now from being mishtatav in the chotzer because you just made it that you're not mevatel. You're reneging, you're backtracking on your bittel. Why are you using it? Hareza osur. Doesn't make a difference if it was b'shogeg. You're osur, divrameya. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, b'mezid, osur, b'shogeg, and osur. You can only ask a b'mezid. Then you're taking back your shtamshes. B'shogeg is not called backtracking from your bittel in the chotzer. Zog the Gemara. Beisoy huda osur. The Gemara is being medayik that anshe chotzer sheshochach echem nevlo irev. So after he's mevatel, we're touching the Gemara, the Mishnah already, the way we're going to the Maskana. So after you're mevatel, you're chelik in the chotzer, so you can't take from your home into the chotzer, because you're mevatel your shus in the chotzer. So you can't take from your home. So Zok the Gemara, Beisa Huda Osir. It seems to imply that his house is Osir. Chatzer Oishaya. So what are we talking about? It doesn't make sense. Hechidomi. Either bottle, if you're mevatel, you're everything, meaning I'm a vatel, my home too. So am I also? If I'm a vatel my home, that means I'm totally giving it to you guys. I'm a guest in my own home. So then why can I take from my home? If I'm a vatel everything, not just my chotzer, am I a vatel my home too? So then it becomes the inhabitant's home. Then it's all one property. So then why is it also? Either loy bottle, elamai, I'm not being a vatel. So then why is chatzeroy amai shaya? So why is the chotzer mutter? Zog the Gemara, why is it mutter? If I'm not mevatel, so then why is my chotzer mutter to take from their home into the chotzer? I'm not mevatel my chotzer, my chelik in the chotzer. So the Gemara answers like we're saying all along. Hachamai skinon, the bittel was very specific. Going to bittel reshus chatzeroy, for the bittel reshus beisoy. That means I'm mevatel my chelik in the chotzer. So now I cannot take from my home into the chotzer, but my home is still mutter for me to carry my home. My home is still my domain. And they can take from their home into the chotzer. But beisah, I'm not being mevatel. That means chotzer and beis don't necessarily have to go together. You can mevatel one without the other. Because savi rabbonim are of the opinion, ha-mevatel reshus chatzeroy, reshus beisah le-bittel. I'm mevatel my chelik in the chotzer. It doesn't mean I'm mevatel my home. The day inch be-bais below chotzer. Because we had a machlokes earlier. Maybe it's automatically, if you mevatel your bias, the chotzer goes with it. the chutz and a bayis all inclusive, because a person doesn't have ishtamsh in the chutz without a bayis. Bayis b'le chutz le daya inshi. So Rabbana hold not like that. Bayis b'le chutz is yes daya inshi. Hamavatish lo tzeres shu beis lebitah the daya inshi be bayis b'le chutz. V'shalahen mutter loy v'lahen. From their home, it's mutter to go into the chutzur. Why could he suddenly go into the chutzur? He's mevatel the chutzur. The teretz is they have a oich legabayu. My time they have a oich legabayu. He's a guest by them. So again, he's mevatel his chelik in the chutzur, not a chelik in his house. So and we say beisoy belechutzur dayer inshi. So you can mevatel one without the other. I cannot take from my home to the chutzur because mevatel my chelik in the chutzur. But I could take from their home into the chutzur because I'm a guest by them. So it's considered one inhabitants. I'm a guest by them, like any guest that comes for Shabbos.
His house,
he can stay in his home. That
he can take from the house to the chutzah.
No, not to the chutzah. He can carry in his home. His home is amavatl. It's my home. But if I'm amavatl my home, then I can't. Then everything is mutter. Then it's mutter from their chutzah into the home, and from their chutzah into the house. It's all one. So what are we talking about? Because the Mishnah says beisoy oser. So how do we understand that? So the Gemara explains it means I'm avata my chotzer, not my bayis. So now the chotzer becomes mishut tefes to one, so I can take from their home, I'm a guest, into the chotzer. But my home, it still remains mine, and that's theirs, so I can't take from my house into the chotzer. Now what about the other case? Nosu loy reshuson, humut v'hein asurin. If the other way is that they give him reshus in their chelik in the chotzer, so he can take now from his home to the chotzer, because it's all owned by him, so to speak, and Hein Asurin, they can't take from their home into the Chotzer. The Chotzer became his. Frank the Gemara, why can't they take from his home into the Chotzer? Because they're Mavata, they're Chelik in the Chotzer to him. So let them be a guest by him. V'navi inu legabeki orchin. And to the Gemara, chad legabe chamisha ve'oirach. One person is a guest by five. Chamisha legabe chad le'ava oirach. It's not Mestav Rash, it's Lav Dafka five. It can be ten also. Many are not a guest by one. One is a guest by many. So that makes sense. If he's mevatel his chelik in the chotzer, he can take from their home to the chotzer. He's a guest by them. But if they're mevatel their chelik in the chotzer, they can't take from his house to the chotzer, because 10 people are not a guest only by one guy. So it's off limits for them to take from their house to the chotzer, because they're mevatel the chelik in the chotzer, and from his house to the chotzer, because they're not a guest by him.
What if a lot of people go to someone's house for Shabbos?
No, so when we make an Erev Chatzeres, so we're all mishatef ourselves, we all have a chelik in the chotzer. Oh, and could you take from someone else's home into the chotzer? Then you're a guest. If you're a guest by him, you're a guest. If you're eating by someone's house, you're a guest.
Five people are guests.
What do you mean five? You're asking if, let's say, five people are guests in Matthias?
Yeah.
Let's say a guy throws a party and he has five guests. Right. I guess when he's had you inviting them as a guest, then you are a guest. But to say the longest of a guest, I'm living in my home, but I can take from your home, even though my home is my home and your home is your home, and I'm like a guest, that longest we don't say by five people. Zog the Gemara.
You're saying by Erev, you could do it. By Bittul, you can't.
Right, a real Erev, of course. Right. Correct. Zog the Gemara, Bittul is Pshat, I'm in my home and I'm mevatel it. I'm saying I have no Sheiches. And what are you? I'm a guest. So that's a Lomdash guest. That's not a real part of an Erev. Zog the Gemara, Erev makes it one. Zog the Gemara. Shma mino. Now the Gemara assumes right now that the Mishnah was two cases that are consecutive. That means they run chronologically one after another. First, he's mevatel to them, and then they're mevatel to him. But the Gemara assumes that means chayzer mevatlin. Zok the Gemara, shma mino mevatlin, chayzer mevatlin, because it seems like the Mishnah is a continuous case. First, he's mevatel to them, his chelik in the chotzer, and then they're mevatel to him, their chelik. So Gemara, no hachi komar. It's a new case. If he forgot to be part of the chotzer of the Erev, but he's a very chashuv individual, so all 10 people are mevatel their chelik in the chotzer to him, starting from scratch. So then, who mutav ein asugin, but not because of mevatel and chayzer mevatel, it doesn't mean one side back to the other. If there's two people, oisrin zelzeh. If it's two people that forgot, then automatically they ask for one another. Then it's not considered chotzim shtefes to one. It's two different individuals that forgot. So gemar pshita, obviously it's poshut as I. So gemar loy tzricha, a lomdish avot, why it doesn't work. The hoda chad minayu ubotele lechavrei. Two people forgot, Reuven and Shimon. The rest of the chotzer is mevatel to Reuven. So now, he goes now and is mevatel to Shimon, his chelik in the chotzer. Ma'or etemi, you might think, listeri, because after all, they are mevatel to me and I am mevatel to them. To the second person I forgot. Kamash Shalom that no, when they are mevatel to him, it never worked. Because when they're mevatel to him, it's not chotzim shutefes to one person. At the end of the day, there's another person that's staring, that's hindering. The chayvon de beidne de bottle loy havele shayusa by chotzer. When they're mevatel to him, he was not allowed to carry to the chotzer because it was another individual that's hindering. So memele was never chal. Bittle of the chotzer was never chal to him. So it was never chal to him. Him now being mevatel to the second individual is not going to do anything. Because he never had a violence in his chotzer, because the bitter was nachal to him. So if it never worked, so mele can't work now, stage number two. And that's a chiddush. So it's not so pshita. She'echad noisin reshus, v'noit reshus. And the Mishnah says that two people that forgot doesn't work. You have to have only one person that forgot. She'echad noisin reshus, one person can give reshus and one person can receive it. We know already that only one person can receive it. If it says that one person can be noisen, tanina, it says already in the Mishnah, it says shalahem muta loy v'lahen, that if he's mevatel his chelik in the chotzer, so then their house is muta for him and for them. How else is it muta? Must be he's noisen mishus, he's mevatel. E noitel elam, are you going to tell me the chiddush is that one individual can receive from many that are mevatel to him? Tanina, we know that also. It says nosnu loy. So we see a yochel is noitel reshus. Zog the Gemara, sefer itzchalei. What do you need to tell me? Echad noisen v'noitel. Sefer itzchalei. Shnayim noisen reshus. The chiddush is that shnayim noisen reshus. That's a chiddush. That two people can give over reshus. Zog the Gemara, nami pshita. Why shouldn't two people give over? Two people give over their violence in the chotzer. Ma'or etemi, you might think, after ayinom and aleph, ligzil dilma osele v'tulei luhu. Kamash Malon, meaning be choishesh that just like two are mevatel to one, maybe one will end up being mevatel. Meaning just like two are mevatel to one, so maybe that yochid can be mevatel to two. Yochid can be mevatel to two. Yochid can be mevatel to many inhabitants. I'm giving my chelik in the chotzer, but I can't be mevatel to two people. That was the beginning of the Mishnah. The Reish of the Mishnah said that you can't be mevatel two people that forgot for you and for you. So you might think that maybe be goyzer, just like that if two are mevatel to one, so maybe one could be mevatel to two different individuals. Kamash Malon, we're not goyzer that we're not gonna say that two can't be mevatel to one because lest one be mevatel to two people that forgot. We don't make that's a chiddush in the sefer. We don't make such a gzeira.
But that's the difference. You said one can be mevatel to two.
One could be mevatel to two. One could be no. There's two things. There's between noisen reshus and mevatel reshus. Meaning mevatel, I can mevatel my chelik in the chotzer to many individuals, but noisen, I can't give it to one individual and to two people that forgot. You're right. It says so in the ratio. But you might think that maybe this sefer will be also to this ratio. Kamashon that we don't make this such gzeira. You might think that maybe two can't be mevatel to one because of gzeira that you would create, and it would taka be also even for the two to be mevatel to one. Kamashon it spells out in the sefer clearly. Shnayim noisin reshus, and we don't make a gzeir on shnayim noisin reshus. Yes, it says in the ratio, ein echad noisin l'shnayim, correct. But you might think shnayim noisin reshus is also osa. Because just like echad l'shnayim is osa, so shnayim to one would also be osa. So it's not pshita the sefer. The sefer has to tell me shnayim noisin reshus, because don't make a gzeir that shnayim are not noisin, just like one can be noisin to shnayim. The ein noisin reshus. Zog the Gemara lomali. If it says clearly that Shnayim oisin zel zeh, so obviously Shnayim cannot be noita b'shus. You can't have two individuals that forgot that are noita b'shus. So Gemara tzricha, afagav the amrilei. Here comes a bigger chiddush. Kni al manas lahaknois. Maybe when 10 people are mevatel to, there's two people that forgot. 10 are mevatel to one, and then they're mevatel to another person. Two people that forgot. Maybe they make a condition in the original bittel. We said it's nullified because we never chal, right? Because you're mevatel to one, it's irrelevant. There's another guy that's still hindering. Maybe I'm being mevatel to you on condition that you're makna, now you're chelik to the second individual. And maybe in such an instance it would work. Still, it doesn't work. You can't make a condition at tanai in kniyam anas lahaknois. Maybe I'm a shlicha, zog Rashi, on the first narrow line. The ma'ar tema shlicha shavya. I'm a shliach. So mele, just like you can be mevatel, so I'm mevatel, even though I was someone that wasn't part of the chotzer bichlal. Since it was never chal for me to be koina, I can't be a shliach now to be makna to others. It was never took effect.
We'll stop over here by the top of Daf Ayin. Boy, mini abayim, mi rabba. A new shayla the Gemara poses.